Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk. I'm Sharon McNary coming to you from KPCC 89.3 while Larry takes a well-deserved break. Now, if you're on Facebook, then you might be familiar with Buy Nothing groups. These are hyper-local groups where neighbors can give away goods or services for free. And you'll also see all sorts of things on there: bikes, dog walking offers, used lamps and desks, even half-eaten cakes. The Buy Nothing Project was started in 2013 by two women from Washington State. And according to their site, they now have groups in 44 different countries. And the founders have said the movement isn't just about recycling. It's also a way to tighten communities and establish a gifting economy. With us to dive into the Buy Nothing Project, its evolution and impact, we have Forum Mehta, a freelance journalist and content developer. She has a piece in the magazine The Bold Italic called The Buy Nothing Groups on Facebook Are What Humanity Needs Right Now. And along with her, we have culture journalist Nayantara Dutta. She wrote a piece for Vox about Buy Nothing Groups as well. It's called Neighbors Are Gathering Online to Give and Get the Things They Need Right Now. Thank you both for being here. Nayantara and Forum, are you there? Thanks for being here. And of course, we would like to hear from you if you're an admin or a member of a Buy Nothing group. Call us at 866-893-5722, 866-893-5722. I want to share my own experience with a Buy Nothing group. I joined during the pandemic. I needed to give away a whole lot of stuff that was in my garage. And it just became... Well, actually, I started when I needed to find fabric to make masks for the pandemic because all the fabric stores were closed. And so that's really where it came from. For me personally, I would ask for fabric and people would say, oh, I've got this old sheet. You can have it. And I would go pick it up at their house. It's all very stealthy. You just go to the porch and pick it up. Well, let's start with Forum. For folks who aren't familiar with Buy Nothing groups, walk me through what they are and what they look like.
Sure. So I think the best way to describe them are they are hyper-local gift economies. I believe that's how the Buy Nothing Project describes itself as well, is that it's a gift economy. You described it really well. It's basically a place where you can ask and give away almost anything that you have or need. And the idea is that it's because it's hyper-local, it connects you to people in your immediate neighborhood, and it just helps you bring you closer to the people who live around you. This concept of neighbors, I think, has really gone away. I don't think that people really focus on getting to know your neighbors. And so it's been really nice that through Buy Nothing, you are essentially connected to your neighbors because The groups are focused on being super hyper local.
It's like the borrowing a cup of sugar, but to the millionth degree. So, what typical kinds of posts do you find on these groups? Like I'm in the Northeast Pasadena group, and it's limited by I think zip code. But there's very specific kinds of posts you'll find. Describe those.
Oh my gosh, they range from like the smallest of things to the largest of gifts. I've been seeing a lot of, during the pandemic, people have been moving quite a bit. And so I have seen quite a few posts of people giving away really great things, like entire bedroom sets. I think today somebody in my group gave away a three-piece patio furniture set. And often when these things are, when they're super popular, the gifter will do a drawing just to keep it fair because they'll get 50, 60 comments saying there as people are interested. I have gotten everything from moving boxes and bubble wrap. I've actually given those things away as well, to ice cube trays. You know, that's like something that I just needed when I was in an apartment and my refrigerator didn't come with ice maker. And I didn't want to buy plastic ice cube trays, and somebody in my neighborhood had some. So it was just like the best way to get something that is super specific and, you know, repurpose it because someone has it and they are not using it.
Because you can post something that's an ask, and you can post something that's a give, and you can post something that's like a flash give if you want to give it right away. So guide me through the origin. Oh, I want to go to this comment from Genevieve on our Facebook page. She's in my group. She says, last week her son needed to borrow a Revolutionary era costume to give his Alexander Hamilton speech. She only found out it was a costume speech the day before. And a neighbor three blocks away had a Paul Revere costume that worked perfectly, and everybody was so happy.
Wow.
So you can ask for really super specific things. I mean, I've gotten like charging cords, and I've been able to give away like a lot of my extra squash, which is nicer than just doorbell ditching where you just go hang it on somebody's door, you know, and run away. Forum Menta, guide me through the origin of these groups and what it's evolved to right now.
So from what I understand, the founders started this group in 2013 on Bainbridge Island, Washington. And it's, I'm not sure how it went from that one group to what I think you said 44 groups now across the world. I'm not, you know, I would love to kind of have to be walked through that myself, because by the time I joined, it was a global movement. And I'm not sure how it caught fire, but I think pairing it with Facebook groups and where people still, I think, you know, it's underestimated how many people still use Facebook. And I think that groups is one of the places where people really use Facebook and do it well, because there are so many different groups around so many different topics, and Buy Nothing is the perfect place to, I think, to be founded on Facebook and then to grow, because it just connects people so quickly. And so from what I understand, it's in 30 countries now, and you can find a Buy Nothing group almost anywhere you are, which is fantastic. I actually just moved from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. And before I moved here, the first thing I did was join my Buy Nothing group. And it was absolutely phenomenal, because I started meeting my neighbors virtually before I even got here. And it was just, you know, helped me establish a sense of home before I moved across the country.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, Cindy in Manhattan Beach, what was your experience with Buy Nothing?
During the pandemic, our dog, very large dog, had to have surgery to have one of the lobes of his lungs removed. So it was like an open chest surgery. Oh. And a lot of his fur was shaved off, and he, you know, had this in recovery. We were looking for something to help cover him up and keep him warm. So we posted on Buy Nothing that we needed extra, extra, extra large T-shirts. And some person in our neighborhood donated to us like a ton of extra, extra, extra T-shirts that, yes, we picked up. They had out on their front porch, and we went over and picked up, and we were able to, cut them open enough to get over him to keep him warm after this really traumatic surgery.
So, oh, what a lovely experience. Thank you, Cindy. And then Nancy in North Hollywood, what are you seeing in your Buy Nothing group?
I am seeing two different things I wanted to bring up. One is curb alerts. So people will, if they're driving around and they see things out on the front curb, they'll post it really quick, and they'll post the address of where it's located. And the other thing is, I personally answered, well, I've done a lot of stuff on there, but I got a pair of reading glasses that someone else had that she couldn't use, and they were brand new, someone had given her. I loved them so much, I went to the company's website and ordered two more pairs.
Oh my God. Well, that's a great way to check out a product. So let's go along with, let's find culture journalist Nayantara Dutta. She's written a piece for Vox about Buy Nothing groups. Do we have you on the line right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, tell us about the community guidelines that each of these groups, how are they set up and how do they differ from each group?
Absolutely. So, you know, Buy Nothing has been such a great force in so many people's lives. It's really brought us together around the values of human kindness and generosity. And another thing that I think has been great is that it's gotten a lot of people to participate in a circular economy, which really helps us not buy new things to give things a new life. And however, by being a part of any Buy Nothing group, there are certain rules that you have to adhere to. And many people have protested some of the rules and thought that since there is a hierarchical structure with admins regulating these pages, it's been difficult to make sure that everyone's voices are heard and everyone's needs and values are respected. And so one of the rules that is key to the Buy Nothing Project is called Give Where You Live. And that basically means that these different neighborhoods are separated by certain geographical boundaries. And one of the, when you join any Buy Nothing group on Facebook, it asks you a few questions. One of them is whether you live in that physical geographical boundary. And, you know, people have been quite critical of this because many have said that it ends up redlining communities and resegregating groups in a way that's negative and bring up issues of class and race and economic status. And so although it's been a project that has benefited so many people, most people have found issue with the strict rules that have limited access for some people to be generous and give where they go to work or when they're going on a vacation or if someone is homeless and doesn't have a permanent address. And so over time, the founders have changed or eased some of the rules and provided alternate options. But definitely the rules can be controversial in some contexts.
I've gone crosswise with my admins from time to time. We have culture journalist Nayantara Dutta, along with Faramita, another freelance journalist, talking about Buy Nothing groups. We're taking your calls at 866-893-5722. If you're a member of an ad or an admin of a Buy Nothing group, tell us about it. I'm Sharon McNary here on Air Talk. We'll be back right after this short break. We're back on Air Talk. My name is Sharon McNary. I'm here today talking Buy Nothing groups with our two guests, Forum Mehta and Nayantara Dutta. These groups are all part of a larger movement and tend to be found on Facebook. They're hyper-local. They allow members to make items they own available as gifts for one another. They also let you ask for things that you need. If you're an admin or a user of your local Buy Nothing group, I want to hear about your experience. What have you gained from the group, whether figurative or literally? Call us at 866-893-5722. Boy, that day I went out and harvested the last of my chard, and I thought, what am I going to do with these buckets and buckets of chard? They were gone within hours. All I had to do was put it on the Buy Nothing group, and bang, no more chard. So Forum, I was told before the show that you yourself moved across the country during the pandemic and how Buy Nothing helped you with that journey. Tell our listeners how that helped you along with the supplies that you got.
Yeah, I was mentioning earlier, like, one of the things that I was really looking forward to by joining my Buy Nothing group was knowing who I lived around. I went from living in an apartment building to living in a townhouse, which meant that I wasn't going to be running into people in my building every day. And so it was going to take a little bit more effort in getting to know my neighbors. And if the listeners are familiar with how townhouses are set up, it means, you're set. You share walls, essentially, but you still have this level of separation. And so I really wanted to get to know who I was living around, get to know my neighbors, know that I could, sit on my porch and say hi, and Buy Nothing was going to be the perfect place for me to start interacting with people, but also in a really meaningful way. I think there's a real beauty in sharing things. Buy Nothing essentially connects us, because we stop functioning on this kind of scarcity mentality. You know, people give away things just simply because they want to fulfill other people's needs. And I think that's such a beautiful concept. And when you merge that with the fact that they're your neighbors, it really, I think, creates bonds and connections. And I've been here for 3 months, and I know at least, you know, 5 to 6 people just off the top of my head by name, and I know where they live, and I know that I could just stop by and say, hey, you know, I need this thing, or I'm looking for a recommendation for something in the neighborhood. I will say that's not totally allowed to ask for recommendations, but I know that now if I'm having a conversation with somebody on the side, you know, exchanging an item, I can also be like, hey, I'm new to the neighborhood. Can you give me like a recommendation on who, you know, who is your dentist, something like that. So it's really helped me in the last 3 months, just having this place feel smaller.
Right, right. Well, our group has taken the recommendations kind of to direct messages. So they're kind of loud, but not, because they want things to be free where possible. Henrik tweets at Air Talk. He says, overall, it's been a great experience. Have given stuff away that was too good to throw away and received stuff I restored to a new life. Most of all, the group keeps stuff out of the landfill. So, Nayantara, tell me, what made the sustainability aspect of this all so appealing to you?
Yeah, so I had been involved in my sustainability journey for a few years. And so I was a part of a couple different groups, not just Buy Nothing, that were community share groups, and some that were barter and trading groups where you would post items that you were looking to trade for and you try and make a match with someone else. But what really stood out to me about Buy Nothing is that you could just give things away without any expectation for getting anything in return. And also you could ask people for things without feeling any shame or guilt for what your needs might be. And especially in the pandemic, this was so special because a lot of people in my local Buy Nothing group had recently lost their jobs, had challenging family situations, and many of them felt comfortable enough with our group to openly tell us that or message on private message. And so what was amazing is that with the pandemic, I really saw a huge shift in my community group, where before it was very similar to just a transactional group. You post things, it was very formal and professional. However, when the pandemic happened, we really realized our neighbors are all we have. And did we really know them before? Maybe not. But I was living in Brooklyn at the time, and my home was just a place that I slept in. And so I never really made the most of my Buy Nothing group until the pandemic. And it was so special. And we developed human connections with our neighbors too. I moved to India during the pandemic, and my neighbors actually gave me coffee and chocolate and a card when I left. They had a raffle for a Polaroid, which I by coincidence won.
Right.
And everyone was so happy that this is my going away gift. So it was great.
People do say goodbye when it's time to leave their group, because you really do have to be, you know, living nearby. So Rosalind of Mar Vista says she's a member of her local group. She says it's wonderful that this is a way to build a community. Allegra of Encino says she's an admin and a founder of a local Buy Nothing group in the Encino Tarzana area, and she just gave away a powerboat. And Christina in Sierra Madre says she works for her local library and got craft supplies and gave them away that way. It's been great to talk about Buy Nothing. We were with Forum Mehta, journalist and content developer, and Nayaranta Dutta, whose piece in Vox is titled Neighbors Are Giving Online to Give and Get the Things They Need Right Now. I will never forget the bucket of chard that I was able to give away. I gave away bookcases and desks and clothing and all kinds of things. It's amazing what you can find. I'm Sharon McNary, filling in for Larry Mantle today on Air Talk 89.3 KPCC. Thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.